We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, fellow deplorables, and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for joining us here at Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. You know, those principles that just drive Democrats crazy. We have a great lineup of guests for you this evening, including former Congressman Barry Goldwater Jr., Speaker of the Kansas House Ron Reichman, State Representative John Barker, and Tyler Coates, part of the future of the Republican Party. He is the chapter president of Turning Points USA at Wichita State University. He'll be with us in studio. And, of course, we want to hear from you. So if you'd like to join us, the studio line is 316-869-1330. Those phones are open. Feel free to give us a call. You know, folks, I don't know if you've heard it, because her allies in the media do a lovely job of covering up for her, but Laura Kelly broke multiple campaign promises again on Friday when she vetoed the tax bill that would have lowered the sales tax on food and prevented a tax cut on Kansas taxpayers. You know, we get the press releases, otherwise known as lies and propaganda, that are sent out from the governor's office. And in her press release, otherwise known as toilet paper, that Governor AWOL sent out, she falsely claimed that the tax bill would, quote, decimate the state's ability to pay our bills. Now, this is the first time, mind you, that Laura Kelly has ever been concerned. She's miraculously all of a sudden concerned about paying the bills. Traditionally, she's never been concerned about paying the bills. Well, Governor, here's a novel concept for you. Maybe if you weren't spending like a drunken sailor, you could afford to let people keep more of their hard-earned money. Gosh, what a novel concept. This press release is so full of lies. It resembles a Schools for Fair Funding court filing. It really does. I mean, if you compare the two, they're just about, well, they're Swiss cheese, folks. I mean, they're so full of holes. Kelly claims that her top priority is lowering the sales tax on food. But we know that's not true because she already vetoed that twice. She claims she wants to provide tax relief to all Kansans. Yet, she vetoes a bill that would have provided tax relief to all Kansans. Amazing how that works. And it would have prevented a tax increase. That's a head-scratcher. She claims Kansas, quote, deserves a tax relief plan, but she has not provided us with one. So, okay, I'm just going through this here, trying to figure out. She claims to be pro-business, yet vetoes a tax bill that effectively raises taxes on business. I'm just going to keep going here. The best part of this farcical press release was the very first line. I mean, this is, you read this thing, but I'll just read it to you. In the first line, she writes, quote, "I have a long record of supporting responsible, common sense tax policy." Now, this is unquote. Now, when I first read that, in addition to falling out of my chair laughing, I had to go do some research. So I went to Ballotpedia, and I went to the Kansas legislative website and pulled up her track record of supporting responsible, common sense tax policy to just see how her track record of reasonable common sense tax policy matched up to her rhetoric. So let's see here. Laura Kelly voted for the 2017 retroactive income tax increase, the largest tax increase in Kansas history. That doesn't sound very responsible common sense to me. Let's go further. Laura Kelly voted against reducing property taxes. That's not very responsible or common sense tax policy to me. Laura Kelly voted against the property tax lid bill. That's not very responsible common sense tax policy to me. But then again, she was successful in passing a resolution designating January 31st of 2018 as MS Action Day. So she did accomplish something in the legislature. Maybe she considers that to be responsible common sense tax policy. I don't know. I couldn't find any. That's the point. Go look at her record. There's not a tax bill that raised taxes that Laura Kelly didn't support. That's her definition of responsible common sense tax policy, raising it. But, that's what you get. Elections have consequences. In another obvious failure of her leadership, the Associated Press reported this week that abused and neglected children are once again sleeping overnight in the offices of Kansas foster care contractors because homes cannot be found for them quickly enough. According to the report, since January, when Democrat Governor Laura Kelly took office, more than 70 children have been kept overnight in the offices of the two nonprofit agencies providing foster care service. The department said no children were kept overnight in the contractors' offices in October, November, and December after Governor Collier publicly threatened to fine those contractors. However, Kelly's administration dropped those threats, and sure enough, foster children are once again being forced to stay overnight in offices. Sadly, yet not surprisingly, the return to having foster children stay overnight in offices has received little attention since Kelly became governor. Anyone care to speculate why? Could it be that the media is advocating or hiding her misdeeds? Could it be the lack of leadership from Governor Kelly is being covered up by the media? I guarantee you, if Chris Kobach or Jeff Collier were governor today, the media would be all over this story. Oh, wait a minute. If Jeff Collier or Chris Kobach were governor today, there probably wouldn't be 70 kids spending the night in the offices. In other news, the Kansas Senate took barely 30 minutes earlier this week to unanimously validate what a horrible nominee Jeff Jack was. Judge Jack's nomination, you'll remember, was brought forward by Laura Kelly. This was supposed to be her first nominee for the appellate court. She was so proud. Yeah, well, it failed 0-30. Not a single Democrat even supported this. Due to his foul-mouthed partisan social media posts, not a single member of her party even voted to support this nominee. And these foul-mouthed, vulgar posts are most certainly a violation of the Kansas Judicial Code of Ethics. Judge Kelly's nomination of Judge Jeff Jack to the Court of Appeals was the first Court of Appeals nomination to fail in Kansas history. There's a precedent for you, Governor Kelly. She used the same selection committee for Judge Jack as she would in order to fill a Kansas Supreme Court vacancy. So keep this in mind, folks. If Judge Jack had been nominated to the Kansas Supreme Court, he would not have required Senate confirmation, and he would have automatically become a Supreme Court justice. This vulgar partisan hack would join his friends on the Kansas Supreme Court. This is why many, including myself, are demanding a change to the nominating process and a change to the retention process. We must demand that the Senate confirmation be required for all Kansas judicial nominations. If not, partisan hacks like Judge Jack will continue to sit on our highest courts. This whole embarrassing mess is more evidence why we need a new Kansas Supreme Court and a better, more democratic way of selecting our judges. This is a problem, and it has got to be addressed. When we return, we'll be joined by former Congressman Barry Goldwater Jr. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on Kansas KNSS 1330. We'll be back.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.